Don't slam that door, Mama. I'm going for the world's sugar stacking record.
Oh, for crying out loud. I guess you can cancel your call to Guinness.
Thanks a lot, Mama.
Oh, no bacon for me, Grandma. Terry says that fried foods are bad for my skin.
Oh, a few zits never hurt anybody.
Grandma Terry happens to be an expert on skin care. She's a second semester cosmetology student.
Well, I'm not about to change my menus on the advice of some future shampoo girl.
But yesterday during my facial, she told me my pH balance was off.
Oh, yeah? Next thing we know, she'll be waxing your legs.
Oh. Good morning, everybody.
Well, I see Sleeping Beauty finally decided to join us.
Yes, well, ever since I got pregnant, I have to spend a lot more time in bed.
Spending all that time in bed is what got you pregnant in the first place.
Oh, hey, Skeeter. Skeeter, look.
Look what I picked up this morning.
Oh, Sweet Pea, it's your very own bathinette.
Well, Sweet Pea's bathinette could use a bath. Where'd you get that filthy thing?
Eula May gave it to us. She said she won't be needing it anymore.
Well, I certainly hope not. The woman's in her 70s.
Honey, these things are so expensive. She really saved us a bundle.
She's just saving herself a trip to the dump.
We'll make it better and new, won't we, Skeeter?
Yes, we will. Nothing is too good for our little bundle of joy. We're going to have a playpen with adjustable sides and a fold-away stroller and a brass crib with a canopy.
You forgot the silver spoon for his mouth.
Hey, what about an intercom?
He's a baby, not a test pilot.
No, Grandma, I'm talking about an intercom you install in the baby's room so you can hear him from anywhere in the house.
Honey, we've got to have that.
The hell you do. Babies come with their own built-in sound systems. Besides, I bet those gizmos cost an arm and a leg.
No, they don't, Grandma. Electric City's got them on sale. Half price.
Well, who asked you? I still say no intercom.
Well, I say intercom, intercom. I am the man of the house. It is my money and my baby, and I do not need your permission.
Is that so? Well, it's my house.
Oh, please, Mama, can I help you?
Never could say no to my children, especially when they grovel.
Thank you so much, Miss Harper.
Let's get down to Electric City before they sell out. I'll get the truck.
I'll go with you, Uncle Ben. Harry's been after me to get a 3-speed hair dryer.
Well, wait just a minute here now. What about this piece of junk here in the middle of my ketchup?
Oh, just leave it, Miss Harper. I'll clean it up later.
Well, she said the same thing 3 years ago about her bedroom.
Step number 247. Insert installation screw B into cover case.
Oh.
Turn clockwise.
Just think, honey, we're going to be the first house on the block to go high tech.
That's right, Skeeter. We got ourselves a Satsubishi 6000 Tonophonic.
Hey, Grandma, you're just in time. We're wired for sound.
Oh, yeah? Well, now hear this. Get your butts in gear and clean up this mess.
Not now, Mama. Not yet. We got to test this thing out first.
Skeeter, you go down to the basement and make cute little baby noises.
Okay. You do. Baba, Dee Dee Joe.
Hey, You sound like a chicken trying to lay a 10-pound egg.
It's my baby. It'll sound like I want it to.
Why don't I go upstairs and test it out in the bathroom? It's time for my herbal scalp treatment and lemon rinse.
Yeah? You washing your hair or brewing tea?
Grandma, Terry says...
Go soak your head with your Terry says. Benton, I cannot thank you enough for bugging my bathrobe. Now, if I'm about to flush myself down the john, I can just reach up and yell for help.
You're welcome, Mama.
Come here. Now, all we got to do is switch the power button on. You want to do the honors?
No, I certainly do not want to touch that thing.
Don't be afraid. It's just wires and electricity.
Yeah, they said the same thing to Jimmy Cagney on his way to the hot seat.
Okay, good. Then I get to do it. Now, first we turn the power on. Then we press the location button. Mama's bathroom. Now, you hold this button down to talk. Okay? Do you read me, Bubba? Come in, Bubba. Over. And you let it up to listen.
Yeah, loud and clear, Uncle Ben.
Push to talk. What's happening up there?
I don't want to know what's happening up there.
Okay, then let's try the basement.
Ca-ca, boo-boo, ca-ca, doo-doo. I'm sick of this.
Sounds like your wife needs changing. You want to turn that thing off now so that I can clean up my room in peace?
Okay, but first, let's test out the speaker on the front porch. Now, all you got to do is press this button marked porch when I ring the bell. Just think, you'll never have to face another door-to-door salesman again. Let me show you, Mama. This will be fun.
Yeah, I do. Well, I wonder who that can be. Who is it?
Hello, ma'am. I am selling magazines.
Stick your subscriptions in your ear.
You see how it works, Mama? Isn't it great? Oh, darn, the door's locked. Hey, Mama? Mama, could you let me in? Mama?
I'm liking this thing better and better. Sure keeps out the riffraff. And even it's got that packing stuff over here behind the curtains. Come on in, all of the doors open.
Well, you gave me quite a start. I heard your voice out on the porch. I thought your mailbox was possessed.
Well, I wanted to surprise you with my intercom.
Well, you certainly did that. If I was any more surprised, I'd be wearing our dinner.
Blue corn tortilla chips. Think my family's going to go for this? What else is in there?
Oh, it's a delicious way to use tuna, your leftover yams, and frijoles.
The hell you call this?
Tuna Montezuma. Well, Thelma, I just can't believe you got an intercom. I mean, it is so today.
Yeah, well, hell, I've always been on the cutting edge.
Maybe we should get one of these. You know, it'd be just the thing for monitoring mother's sleep states. You know, if I were to hear... then I know everything's all right.
You got it.
On the other hand, if I heard... then I know that Mother needs turning. Of course, on the off chance that I heard...
All right, I love your picture.
Is this thing difficult to operate?
No, honey, I'm telling you, it's a breeze. Now, say I want to check up on Bubba. See here, with a flick of the wrist, I am in touch with my beloved grandson. Earth to Bubba.
What now, Grandma?
Turn that hairdryer off and hit those books.
Okay.
Well, I must admit it's an innovative way to keep tabs on your family.
You ain't seen nothing yet. Now we're going to check up on the dynamic duo down in the basement. Will you listen to this?
What? I don't hear anything.
Exactly. All right, you two. I know you're not reading down there.
Oh, Miss Harper, we're just trying to relax.
Well, do your relaxing at night like normal people do. And get up here and get that filthy bassinet out of my kitchen right now. I'm telling you, this little gizmo is a boon to mothers everywhere.
I'm going outside to study where it's quiet.
Hey, there's all that gunk on your face.
Zinc oxide. Terry says my fair skin is especially sensitive to the sun.
That Terry is starting to get on my nerves.
Miss Harper, that intercom is for listening in on the baby, not the baby's parents.
Yeah, well, the baby's grandmother is getting sick and tired of this piece of junk dirtying up her house.
Our bathinet is not junk.
That's right. It just needs cleaning. And maybe a nut or two.
Yeah, well, I think it takes a nut to know one. Now, go on, get out of here. Go on, both of you, out, 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 out.
Thelma, don't you think you're being a little hard on them?
Are you kidding? Gotta keep an eye on these deadbeats 24 hours a day. Uh-huh. Just as I suspected, they're all standing out there gabbing. We'll just see what this little meeting of the mindless is all about.
What are you gonna do?
I'm doing what any caring mother would. I'm keeping the lines of communication open.
Oh, Thelma, you can't. That's an invasion of their privacy.
Well, if they've got nothing to hide, why should they care if I give a little listen?
It just isn't right. It's like a mother finding her daughter's diary and reading a blossoming schoolgirl's most torrid thoughts about a certain English teacher with eyes like Paul Newman.
Well, for pity's sakes, Iola, it isn't my fault. Your mother's a busybody.
Well, it was so humiliating. It was years before I could diagram a sentence again.
This is hardly the same thing.
Yes, it is. Your family's conversation is private. If they wanted you to know what they were saying, they'd say it in front of you.
All right, all right. You got your way. Just go on in there and reheat your casserole. I'm just going to clean up these bathinet tracks.
Doesn't it feel better to resist temptation?
Yes. I'll have to try it sometime.
Honey, hand me that sponge, would you?
Okay, Skeeter. First, let me coil up this hose just the way Mama likes it.
Because if I don't, she'll try to wrap this sucker around my neck.
Yeah, she's always got to have things her own way. You know, she's nothing but a blue-haired, bossy old bully.
What bothers me is her getting on my case over every little thing. And now with this intercom, I can't even go up to my room to get away from her nagging.
You're being too hard on Mama. Poor old gal doesn't have any life of her own. That's why she has to butt into ours.
Well, I guess at least now I know what they think. Whoever said the truth hurts must have had a family like mine. Maybe I didn't hear them right. I bet you they're just playing a little joke.
Believe me, it's no joke.
Mama is not happy unless she's telling everybody what to do.
Lord, I'm surrounded by Judases.
Shall we be festive and use salad forks?
Don't ask me. I never tell anybody what to do.
Well, what's the matter with you?
I reckon I'll talk about it. Oh, all right. That rotten family of mine. Oh, what did I ever do to deserve such an ingratitude? I tell you, I've given them the best years of my life. Throwing in the last 20 as a bonus. How do they repay me? With meanness and pettiness and disloyalty. Let's not talk about it. I don't want to get upset.
You know, I still don't like the idea of your mama listening in on us.
Yeah, I bet she wouldn't like it if we did that to her.
Hey. We could, you know. The monitor in the kitchen is open.
Yeah, but why would we want to listen to her and Iola talk about recipes?
Well, sure. That's what they talk about when we're around. But who knows what they say when they think nobody's listening?
Well, there's one way to find out.
Yeah. Okay. Quiet, everybody.
I'll tell you what, I don't know which one of them ticks me off worse. Well, I always thought it was Naomi.
Well, she is definitely in the running. I tell you what, if Blondie ever lifted a finger around this house, I think I'd faint. Makes a slug look ambitious.
Well, it's true. Naomi's not much of a home
Oh, boy, she sure nailed you, Mama.
And I'll tell you what, that pea-brained son of mine is the worst.
Well, now, what has Vic done?
It's what he hasn't done. Grow up. I swear, he acts more like a little kid than a grown man. I thought in my golden years I'd be saddled with a middle-aged baby.
Welcome to the club, Uncle Vint.
How could Mama talk about me like that? I'm not a baby. I'm not.
Well, she called me a lazy slug in front of my unborn baby. I'm going to go give her a piece of my mind.
No, wait, Aunt Naomi, you can't do that. She'll know we were listening in on her.
Oh, that's right. We can't let on. We just have to zip our lips and pretend everything's fine.
Well, Thelma, if your family upsets you so much, why don't you just tell them how you feel?
Oh, no, and have them accuse me of trying to run their lives? No, sirree. I'm not the kind of mother who bosses her kids around. Chow time, get your butts in here! If that's all right with you.
Well, hope we're all in the mood for our Fiesta Mexicana.
Yeah, just dish it up, Charo. Bubba, go wash that junk off your nose. Or not. It's your nose.
No, I'll go wash it off. That way I can look at myself in the mirror.
I think the sun has fried his brain.
Oh, darn, I forgot the hot sauce.
I'll get it, even though I am pregnant and feeling sluggish. Will there be anything else?
Yeah, how about some service with a smile?
Salad, Ben?
No, thank you, Iola. I am perfectly capable of serving myself.
Not a hockey stick. I swear, of all the lame brain accidents that could happen to anyone, I'll help me clear this up.
No, I made the mess, and I will clean it up, Mother.
Very well, son.
Here we are, hot sauce for every taste. Mild, medium, and mucho caliente. I also plugged in the coffee pot and cleaned up that mess on the countertop.
Well, now I've seen it all. Except for that. But what the hell have you done to your hair?
You mean you don't like it?
I've seen better looking hits on a Johnny Mon.
Grandma, there is more to life than hair.
Get your butt back in there and comb it. It looks too... It looks just fine, sweetie.
Well, Vint, you've hardly touched your tuna Montezuma.
That's just Vinton's way. He'd rather play with his food than eat it.
I guess that's because I'm not ready for solid food. Maybe you should cut up my toony Montezuma into teeny teeny pieces.
What the hell's the matter with you?
Well, if you're going to call me a middle-aged baby, I might as well act like one.
Well, I did no such thing.
Oh, and I suppose you never called me a lazy slug.
Or me a vain, egotistical airhead.
I never used the word airhead. I do seem to recall somebody calling their grandmother a nag. Although I do prefer that to a blue-haired, bossy old bully.
Mama, you spied on us?
Well, what else have I got to do? I got no life of my own.
Miss Harper, you listened in on us behind our backs?
Dirty pool, Grandma.
I warned you about that, Thelma. Shame on you.
Now, just a damn minute. I'm not the only the guilty party here. All I did was mention a few true facts to my good friend Iola about my family. How is it you all just happen to know what it is I said about you, huh?
Lucky guess?
Lucky guess. You're nothing but a bunch of dirty eavesdroppers.
Well, you started it.
Yeah, Grandma.
I did not. I'm not the one that brought that intercom into the house.
Well, you can't blame it all on the intercom.
The hell I can't. I want that squawk box gone. From now on, if we've got any backstabbing to do, we're going to do it the same way we've always done it. Face to face.